This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Jim is here. Jim's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Wolves win last night at home against Philly. Fly to Charlotte. All sorts of weather conditions. What time did you leave Signature, and when did you get to the hotel?
Let me see here. I'm just looking back at when I texted my wife. I think we're still on the ground at 12:15. I don't think we got in the air until like 1:15. It was kind of scary up in the air.
Really?
It was the turbulence was the turbulence was
very windy.
It was very, very turbulent. It was I don't fly well. You know what I mean? I'm not Randy Whitman shaky,
yeah.
But I'm pretty shaky. You remember, like, you know.
Oh, Randy was awful. Yeah.
You could hear Randy screaming up in the coaches section up
yes.
there, like when we'd
That's
have
correct.
These drops and stuff. But it was also super windy when we were landing. So, I didn't get to bed till 5:30.
Hmm.
So.
Mm.
Yeah,
you don't
miss that, do you, Chad?
No, I miss the games.
Yeah.
I don't miss that. I don't miss the waiting around. That's number one, which I don't miss. The waiting and the waiting and the waiting. But yeah, that's no fun. Okay, texting topic here. When is there any time during the night? If you're traveling, you will not text Tika. Like, if something comes up, would you send Tika, your wife, a text at like 3:47 in the morning?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I was texting her last night. I knew she was asleep when I was texting her. I just was saying, you know, because
yeah.
I, you know, you just think about, like, you hear these stories that when there are mishaps in the air and stuff like that, people trying to communicate with loved ones, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just wanted to, I wasn't expecting any drama. Cause like, you know, turbulence is just part of the game. And you know, it's just so rare that anything happens, but yeah, I was texting her. I was giving her the play by play as we were, you know, going through all this drama up in the
okay.
air. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry that happened. How about just, okay. It's a normal topic. You know, you're on the West Coast, she's in Minnesota, you're clubbing, you're a big clubber, and it's 1:30 and you've just finished, so it's 3:30 back home. Will you text her then, hey, just want to let you know what I did, or do you think,
100%.
No? 100%. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're in multiple texting threads, and we also text. Do you feel like with a friend, a good friend, there's a cutoff for a texting time?
Yes. Yes. I don't tend to text in any of the threads. No, I don't do that. And, you know, but you know, there are times, though, when I'm on different time zones where,
yes,
And you're in that situation now. And I mm-hmm. was just in that situation where I was on the West Coast. And I don't know, I was texting with Jeff Munich late, who's back in Minneapolis, and he had sent a text thread. He was telling me to watch the Yacht Rock.
It's very good.
Yeah. Did you see it? Did you watch it?
I did. I gave it, I would say it started very good, and I don't know if it stayed at the level. I wanted a little bit more. If you love Michael McDonald, you're going to love it because he's the main character.
Yes, and it was. I thought it was very good. And then the Christopher Cross little
not bad
nuggets that yep. were dropped. I mean, the fact yep. that he wrote what was this? He wrote on Acid. What was the song he wrote on? He wrote Ride with the Wind on Acid, and then he
yes. That's right.
The whole thing about sailing song yep. was about his yep. relationship with his father. I mean, like, that, yep. it was very interesting.
It's
and then,
definitely worth watching. No,
absolutely. So I was texting with Mune late night. So I was like, yeah, so it was probably midnight in L.A. when I was texting with him. And he responded. So you just never
what
know.
Is the? Yeah, that's true. What is the – okay. When I was traveling, the food was, at times the food could be good if the folks picked up from a local a restaurant in the town we were at. Other times the food was garbage. We're in all sports now, we're much more thinking about nutrition and the right time to eat. So what was the food like last night on a late night adventure to Charlotte?
It was very good. It was very good. Options like Grady's a pescatarian, so he had multiple options, which is always good. But he had a crab cake, and then pescatarians only like fish basically, right? So
yep. Right.
And so then there was a sea bass option for him. I had steak. But it was good. Like the food on the plane has definitely been upgraded. It's better than it used to be when you were flying with us. They do as you said, they do themed. If we're on the road, if we're on like a 4-game road trip, we'll get food themed sometimes, like barbecue in Texas, and we'll get Asian mm-hmm. in San Francisco or something. They'll mix it up that way. So
I like
It's very good. Now, I just was saying this to Grady last night because, Grady, this is our third year together. And, I've been doing this for 27 years. And so I was just telling him that of all the cities in the NBA, Charlotte is probably my least familiar. Yeah. We've probably, if you think about just total days
in and out
in a yep. season, I've spent yep. probably the least amount of time in this city.
I agree.
Yep. And it was awful when they had the old arena before they moved to New Orleans.
Yes.
The old arena was like in the middle of nowhere. And
correct.
Now we're like really downtown enormous. Charlotte, Chad. And downtown Charlotte, there is nothing down here. Like it's
no, Charlotte it, does it, nothing. I have friends who go there and they keep telling me it's fun. I'm like, no, you're wrong. There's nothing. Last thing, and then we'll break. How about Nutter Butters? Are the Nutter Butters still on the plane? Because that was the key.
No,
Nutter Butter is so underrated.
No. The nutrition part of it, they have the snacks aren't as fun. The coaching section does have a basket of like a potpourri of like really good sugary like candy, like it, but it's only there. You can't. It's in the coaches section. If you are walking by, because like when you get on the plane, you're not at the front, like normal passenger planes. You're sort of going mm-hmm. in like behind first class. And, yep. And so the players are in first class. We never walk past the players ever. And you walk past the coaches section and then go back to our section in the back. So when you walk past the coaching
Bobo
table,
section,
there's M&Ms, there's Snickers, there's Kit Kats, there's, that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Like legit, like candy, mm-hmm. like that's right there. Take them if you want to. I mean, I do not take any on the way in to my seat. If it's
but
there,
on the way out.
If the way, if it's already been picked through and there's something there, I might grab a few
yeah.
things. But
okay, how about?
I'm not going to be seen pulling from the coaches candy box, like, on the way. Not doing that.
The difference is, too, when I broadcast games, there was, like, five coaches. Now there's 500 coaches. So, I mean, it's just, I mean, every player has seven coaches. Yeah. It's just, it's craziness. All right, let's talk a little basketball. Jim Pete, when we come back on CCO, but I'm going to talk about Pella Windows and Doors. How about the fact that Pella has been so successful, so good at what they do, that this year, 2025, they are celebrating 100 years in business? That is amazing. And when you think of this place, what do you think of you? Excellence, innovation, quality, reliability. And for me, as I've said many times, lived in a home for almost two decades, Pella Windows and Doors, when I bought the place. Then last year, through this partnership, working with Pella, visited the Plymouth showroom multiple times, upgraded my kitchen and upgraded windows throughout the house. Great decision. I'm moving. I'm finally moving. And the place I'm moving into, of course, Pella Windows and Doors. Here's the thing. Pella Windows and Doors are made to order just for you. Styles, features, options that will work for your project and your budget. How about some of the strongest warranties in the business? This is a significant investment, so you want those warranties to hold up. Now, you can go to the showroom. I mentioned Plymouth. You also have Woodbury. You have Fargo. You have Eau Claire. You have Rochester. They also offer, and I did this too, a free, no-obligation, in-home consultation to review what you need. This is a great time. This is until March 13th. Great offer from PellaNorthland.com. 0% APR for 72 months or 40% off installation. Think about that one. 40% off installation. That's fantastic. PellaNorthland.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right back with Jim Peterson. You can check out Jim and Michael Grady tonight, FanDuel Sports, Wolves and Charlotte. Okay, what are your thoughts now since Dante DiVincenzo came back Saturday? You've had multiple. Now, how many? And Dante's played what, three games, right? So he's been back for three games. You don't have Rudy back. You have Randall back. What are your thoughts on how this has worked out so far with Chris Finch and the younger players, and how is it going to change again when Rudy returns?
Good question. Dante's been back four games, by the way. He came back against the Lakers.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's Lakers, Utah, Phoenix, Philly. I think he's got a tough job. I was talking with some of the staff, coaches, like you know, because I, you know, the messaging part of this, you know, when you're the team broadcaster, I mean, nobody tells me what to say, but at the same time, you don't want to burn anybody, right? You don't want to start like throwing out narratives that they don't like that won't mm-hmm. happen or that might make it counterproductive for them. And Finchie also gets a little bit, you know, like you can hear sometimes in the pre or post game pressers that he gets kind of perturbed with guys, especially when they start telling him at the beginning of the season when he had an 8-man rotation who he should be playing. You know what I mean? He didn't.
Yeah, that bugged him. That's clear.
When they were telling him that he needed to play Rob or he needed to play Terrence, like, you know, Finchie didn't want to hear all that. Like, and so, you know, anyway, so I don't want to sit there and go, yeah, you know, Nas should be the starter and Julius should come off the bench. You know, I'm not doing that. Okay. Not doing that.
Well, that's my next question. Okay. And by the way, and I had Chris on last week and he was great. I'm in a different role now. I offer opinions. I thought he should have played the younger players a little bit more, but he is resolute on, and you know this better than me, you got to earn it. You got to earn it for a while before he's going to reward you.
And Chad, that's so refreshing because so many coaches just hand these guys playing time. And back in my era of NBA basketball, you had to earn it too. You had to earn it. Yeah. I mean, you had to earn a starting job. You weren't just because you were a first round draft pick. You weren't just handed a starting job. And so there's a certain amount of, I don't know, these players feel entitled to a certain extent. And I think that once you finally start getting the playing time, you've earned it and you're going to appreciate it more and try to hold on to it and work for it. So, you know, these guys do work hard. You know, Finchie, I just think that way that Dante was integrated back in was so good because, I mean, he came back in firing all cylinders. Even though we lost those first two games, I mean, it wasn't because Dante didn't do his part. Like, and then these last two games, like, he's just been phenomenal. The game in Phoenix, he was the game changer. And so then, you know, he, before he got hurt, he was the starter. They had moved Mike to the bench.
Mm-hmm.
And Dante was a starter, and he played so well in those, you know, six games before he got hurt as a starter. And Mike's going to be out tonight, so, you know, I'm sure Dante will get the start again, and we'll, you know, and who knows what happens. But, you know, that's
well, can thing. I jump
I
in on that?
I just don't think Finchie knows for sure what's going to happen.
I
didn't hear a segment. Is that basically what he said?
Yeah, that's what he said, you know, because I asked him. I asked him about the young guys. I asked him about, you know, Nas and Julius. And he said, I don't want to get too far ahead. I want to see what happens because injuries do happen. I'll say this, you know, it's a given. Mike Conley hasn't played up to his previous standard, and Mike's not a kid, right? So age and that, I apologize for that, and the rest have played a part. But as well as Dante has played, and because you said it, and you're 1,000% correct, because he was starting before he was injured, I fully expect when he starts tonight, he's staying in the starting lineup. Wouldn't you expect that?
I would expect that just because he was starting. So it's not like this is going to be some groundbreaking thing. And then having Mike play against second-line players was working pretty good for him. Like, it was, I thought he played pretty well in organizing that second unit and, you know, letting him play against second line players. I don't mind that. It's like, but the synergy that that Ant has and the space that he has on the floor when Nas is out there versus when Julius is out there is significant. And then, you know, I mean, like, you could see it even when Dante was out there with Ant too against the Phoenix Suns when Dante was draining 8 threes in that game. You can leave Dante if you want to, but I just think that when you have Nas, now Jaden's a different player, and you have Nikhil out there and Dante out there, like, you got guys that you have to stay hugged up to. You can't leave these guys in the corner. And so Ant's just going to have more room. It just benefits Anthony Edwards more. So, yeah, I mean, like, he's got decisions to make. And if he moves Nas back to the bench, and that's where Nas is going to be, and it's going to be Julius and Rudy in the starting lineup, I wouldn't be surprised by that. If they move Julius to the bench and then keep Nas in there, I wouldn't be surprised by that. So I just think that you got to be flexible. I'm not going to have any preconceived notion. All I know is is, and I was telling, I tell broadcasters this, because you know how you chat with the other broadcasters. Mm-hmm. I think that we are kind of like a sleeping giant a little bit. I think that we're deeper now. I think that we've gone through this rough patch. I think that, you know, we've got a top 8 net rating as a team. So we're a much better team than our record says, and we've lost so many close games. This season could be so much different right now. We could be in the top 6 very easily, and we still can be. So I'm super bullish where we are right now, Chad, especially getting Dante back playing at a high level, getting Julius back playing at a high level. And I think you can see that we can be effective in the Western Conference, can't you? You can see that.
Yeah, it's out there. I'll just say, because, again, I have a different role. I would start Nas. I would let Julius play off the bench with Mike and really empower Julius. And he's still going to play 25, 30 minutes. You know, it's a little bit like the Gopher basketball team, where the Gopher basketball team keeps winning on the road and losing at home to inferior teams. The Wolves can play great against teams, and they can lose to mediocre teams, you know. Now, in the playoffs, you're only going to play the better teams. Who knows how healthy everybody is? But let's get to the last guy. Let's get to Rudy. What are you hearing on Rudy's return? Because it's a back, and that's obviously concerning, especially a man of his size. He for sure is going to start. How does he fit in with the way the team is playing of late?
Great question. His you know, back spasms is something you've had them, so you know how debilitating they can be. He's been ramping up though. Like I would assume his status is still out for this game, but when you see him become questionable, that's when you know that he's probably coming back. Rudy's going to be Rudy. He's going to be anchoring the defense. He's going to be being an amazing screen setter. He's going to be the guy that is like a hub at the top of the floor when they throw it out to him, and he's able to screen and rescreen guys to get him open. He's going to be Rudy. You have to play him. He's too much of a defensive weapon. And offensively, I just think that he doesn't get enough credit for all the stuff that he does to get guys open and to create easy shots for people. So, I think that, you know, Finchie's going to have to get a rotation of 9 or 10, because you still want to play Terrence, right? You still want to.
Yes. He's got a spot to play Jalen, too.
Yes, he does. Jalen has to play. Doesn't have to play unless you don't play Mike. You know, if something were to happen to Mike or whatever, it's like then Rob plays. But if no injury, it's Mike and then no Rob, and you have to play Terrence. And then you got to go 9 or 10.
Yeah, he has to play. I think Jalen plays. It depends a little bit on the opponent. He's just been so good defensively. Let me get to one other issue with the Wolves, and then we'll let you go. Anthony Edwards. Right, and his scoring numbers at times this year have been spectacular. But how does he balance, in your view, outside of just getting older? And by the way, he's 23, and he's in his fifth year. How does he continue to play with the zest, the enthusiasm, the verve, but not the silliness of the technical fouls? Because 16, way too soon, and so many of them, you sit there and you watch and you're like, what are you doing? Right? The Phoenix stuff was, what are you doing? How do they do that where he doesn't lose the je ne sais quoi, but he also doesn't do, like, what are you doing, man? How do they balance that?
I don't know. I think that, you know, part of Ant getting over and becoming better is the referees just kept screwing him over. I mean, Chad, like look. Like, I could show you a clip. There was and we had the replay of it, of him getting fouled by Devin Booker. There was, he got hit on his arm so hard as he went up and played through contact and made a layup. And Booker completely slaps his elbow, and Ant goes crazy. And then they literally Bradley Beal takes two hands, and you saw the play. I mean, two hands shoved him to the ground, and they didn't even call the foul. And then it ended up being a flagrant one. Like, these kinds of things happen to Ant on a constant basis, and then you see how Shea Gildas Alexander's refereed, and it's just not, and that's all Ant is saying. So I think part of it is, like, yes, he has to get more mature. But second of all, I think that he has to be refereed correctly. It's very frustrating to see him not get the calls. As much as he's going to the free throw line now, they miss so many calls with him that they're not seeing. It's very frustrating. So
The tough thing is, though, and there are some bad calls. There are other calls where I think he complains too much. But he's earned that reputation. Fair or not, he's getting the quicker whistle now, and he doesn't want to have that.
No, you're right. I mean, it's just a process. But, you know, has Luka changed? Like, you know, we talk about is Luka worse than Ant?
Oh, by far. He's the worst I've ever watched in my life. I mean, honest, magnificent player. I have to look away at times. It's like, just play, Luka. My God. Yeah, and he gets away with way more than Ant. There's no doubt.
Yeah, see, that's the other thing, too. But the only thing is Ant is just a little bit more vulgar with his complaining,
yes.
I think Luka, right. Luka is always like trying to, you know, show the referees up by, you know, slapping his own arms and, slapping both of them and slapping them, you know, and he may not even say much, you know, but Lanta's just a little more vulgar, which, he needs to, learn how to be a little bit more, use a little more diplomacy maybe. And like during a free throw mm-hmm. situation, if you want to air your grievance, air it to a referee
subtle.
In a calm way. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that's how the true locker room lawyers, and the true complainers, like Chris Paul was a master at that, right? He would, because he knew the rules, too. That's the other thing the referees would say about Chris Paul. There's no one that complained more than Chris Paul. Chris Paul complained way more than Luka Doncic. But he did it in a way that was way more diplomatic. He knew the rules, first of all. So he would go over and, you know, talk about to the referees, and he would see who knew what. And then he knew all the rules, too. So he would have, like, they would gain his respect. So, I mean, Ant needs to do maybe just a little bit more of that. Get a little bit more diplomacy in his game.
Excellent as always. Enjoy the game tonight. Play well tomorrow, okay. And we'll talk soon.
Thank you, bud. Okay, see ya.
Jim Peterson, two news updates. No significant gas or carbon monoxide leaks found in Gene Hackman's home. So what the hell happened? And about 45 minutes ago, the Trump administration, and the stock market has enjoyed it, delaying tariffs on automobiles with Mexico and Canada for at least a month. Not all tariffs, but on the automobile side, this after a Trump-Trudeau conversation earlier in the day. The Dow is up over 500, NASDAQ's over for 257. To quote John Williams, good job, Dow. Susie next.